하늘 예복보 예복구인스보 아멘. In today's gospel reading, we hear about Christ speaks and prophesies about him being handed over to men and being betrayed. And the disciples, instead of listening to what he has to say, begin to argue with one another who is the greatest among them. Christ speaks about the cross, and the disciples only think about rank and who's better than the other. And it reveals to us how easy a man's heart can forget that which is important. While Christ prepares to lay down his life, pride enters the conversation. And we have to remember that before the cross, there was conflict. Before the angels saying, "Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill to men," there was war in heaven. Saint Athanasius says, "The word of God came in order to destroy death and to bring mankind to life again." But we have to remember that this battle that Christ fights is not for earthly powers, but rather it is for each and every one of our hearts. Christ fights for us. And every time we reject anger, we reject envy, and we refuse to be proud, we stand with Christ and we fight for Christ. In the gospel today, it says that Christ, seeing their thoughts, placed a child amongst them and said, "Whoever receives this child receives me." The question then arises, why a child? Why does he choose a random child and put that child amongst them? Because children are pure, they're innocent, they're humble. They don't know what pride is. They are not adults. Many adults are prideful. And as a result, it interrupts our relationship with God. But a child does not have his heart dirtied yet with pride. An example of this is a lantern. If we have a lantern and we light it, and then we go into a cave, it's dark, but it's very bright at the same time. But as we continue to walk in the cave, it gets darker and darker. Not because the light is getting darker, but because, not the flame, but because the glass on the outside of this lantern starts to get dirty, because the light is letting off smoke and soot, and it is destroying our way of seeing the light. The same thing is with our hearts. When our hearts are full of pride, the walls of that heart become dirty, and the light of Christ cannot shine anymore. The only way to clean that glass is through humility. Humility is the greatest of all the virtues, just as pride is the worst of all sins. If we want to keep Christ's light shining in us, we must constantly learn to be humble. In the gospel reading today, the Lord completes and concludes the gospel with a challenge to all of us. He says, "He who is least among you is the greatest." This is not an opinion. This is not sentiment. This is strategy. Because humility is not weakness. The world tells us today, humility is a weakness. Don't be humble. But in reality, humility is a weapon that is forged in heaven and must be used in three specific places in our lives. The first place is in our homes. That means listening before we speak, apologizing quickly, and one of the most difficult things for Armenians, refusing to insist that we are always right. So often in my house as well, in my life as well, myself included, what we do is we say that we are right, and we never finish the argument, or we do, and then weeks later we come back and we say, "You see, I was right. I knew I was right. You were wrong. This does not help anybody. Pride wins arguments. This is true. But humility wins souls. If we want to bring people to Christ, we must be humble, not prideful. The second place that we must use humility is in prayer. When we come to God, we must not come to Him with spiritual confidence, but rather with spiritual need. We must confess in our prayers the sins we commit, the shortcomings we have, and the mistakes that we have done. When we come to God and we say, I was right, but that person did this, help them, that's not showing humility. You don't need them. Exactly. That's not showing humility. Rather, what we must do is come to God and say, I may have been mistaken. I think I'm right, but show me where I could be wrong so that I can become better. This is spiritual humility. And when we do this, we crush the roots of pride in our life. And then thirdly, in our church life, this means serving quietly, not seeking recognition for everything we do, greeting everyone who is new to our parish, and also when we go to the fellowship hour, maybe even allowing people to get coffee before us. And not cutting in line and saying it's my turn, but letting others go before us. Because whoever is in a low place, God will raise up. And it also says, whoever is in a high place, God will bring down. The question then is whether our hearts will remain with Christ or with someone else, with pride. At the end of Badarak every Sunday, I go to the back of the church, or the front, depending on how you look at it, and I hold the gospel, and we go and we kiss the gospel. And I've spoke about this before, but there is a prayer that is said. It's actually a psalm, Psalm 19. And as you come and you kiss the gospel, the one who is kissing is supposed to say, That is, may the Lord remember all of your sacrifices, and may He make your offerings acceptable. To which the priest responds and says, May the Lord grant you according to your heart, and may He fulfill all of your desires, all of your thoughts. This blessing, though, is a promise and a warning at the same time. Whatever fills your heart, whatever fills your heart will grow in your heart. If your heart is full of pride, envy, jealousy, resentment, and fear, it will be multiplied in your heart. But if your heart is full of humility, then Christ will reign in your heart and will be multiplied. So, tomorrow in the Armenian Church, we start Advent, preparation for Christ's birth. I ask that in these next weeks of Advent, we guard our hearts, we walk in humility, and we stand firm in the spiritual battle that we are going to fight. But not with fear, but with confidence, knowing that Christ is victorious in the end and will fight for each of us and bring us to Him on that final day. Amen.